translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Furthermore, after leaving all his associates, the king surrendered himself as a disciple to the son of Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, and thus he was able to understand the actual position of the personality of Godhead. The word Ajita is significant here. The person of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is known as Ajita, or unconquerable. He is so in every respect. No one can know his actual position. He is unconquerable by knowledge also. We have heard about his dharma, or place, eternal Goloka Vrindavan. But there are many scholars who interpret this abode in different ways. By the grace of the spiritual master, like Sukadeva Goswami, unto whom the king gave himself up as a most humble disciple, one is able to understand the actual position of the Lord, his eternal abode, and his transcendental bhavanalaya in that dharma or abode. Knowing the transcendental position of the Lord and the transcendental method by which one can approach that transcendental dharma, the king was confident about his ultimate destination. And by knowing this, he would leave aside everything material, even his own body, without any difficulty of attachment. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Param Dishtva Nabhavidrate. One can give up all connection with the material attachment when one is able to see the Param, or the superior qualities of things. From the Bhagavad Gita we understand the quality of the Lord's energy that is superior to the material quality of energy. By the grace of the bona fide spiritual master, like Sukadeva Goswami, it is quite possible to know everything of the supreme energy of the Lord, by which the Lord manifests his eternal name, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Unless one fully understands this superior or eternal energy of the Lord, it is not possible to leave the material energy. However, one may theoretically speculate on the true nature of the absolute truth. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit was able to receive the mercy of such a personality as Sukadeva Goswami, and thus was able to know the actual position of the unconquerable Lord. It is very difficult to find the Lord from the Vedic literatures, but it is very easy to know him by the mercy of a liberated devotee like Sukadeva Goswami. Amagyanarandasya ganaslakaya tatsunyamina tasmai sri gauri nama Srila Bhakti Trishu Maharaj Sri Bhakti Tanya Das Prabhu nama Govinda Maharaj nama. So this is a very wonderful purport, as usual, and so first thing that Srila Prabhupada writes is that his name is Ajita, or unconquerable. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he said, Krishna has no names. He has so many names. And so therefore, he is called by different, many, many, many names. Because, so one of them is Dajita, the uncomparable. But then we also hear that Krishna is conquered by the devotees, by the pure devotees. Krishna is conquered by the love of the pure devotees. And therefore Krishna actually submits himself to that pure devotee. This is why Krishna appeared in Vrindavan. When we read the Bhagavatam, when we hear his pastimes outside of Vrindavan, Krishna was on. He conquered all the demons outside of Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is conquered by the love, by the pure love of the residents of Vrindavan. This is due to the reciprocation between the beloved and the object of love and the beloved. So then when the pure devotees or the residents of Vrindavan, they see Krishna according to their relationship they have with him. Therefore he is conquered. Therefore he becomes either their lover, their child, their friend, or their servant. And vice versa, the residents and that love is actually exchanged. And therefore there's an exchange of love between the two. So therefore, Krishna, he is conquered by the love of his pure devotees. So then when he is conquered, he reciprocates with his devotee. And because the pure devotees know his actual position, as it says in the purport, we have heard about his dham or place, eternal, Glokim and Arvan, many scholars in different ways. But by the grace of the spiritual master, like Sukadeva Goswami, and whom the king gave himself as the most humble disciple. So, because Maharaj Pritchett, it says, as it says here, as a most humble disciple. Now, there's six symptoms of saranagati or surrender. And the last one is actually being humble. So Maharaj Pritchett was fully surrendered. A fully surrendered devotee, listening to the words emanating from Sukadeva Goswami's mouth. And so therefore, because he was fully surrendered, he could understand everything. When you because he surrendered, he could understand everything about the actual position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, the position of the spiritual master is such a wonder, is a exalted position. So in this book I got from about 10 years back, Surrender to a Living Bhagavat, O Guru, it says that in the 11th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 22, it says, Tatra Bhagam Bhagavatam Dhamam Saksatri Guru Atma Deva Devataha Amaya Sretaratara Yayas Tosyat Atmana Duhari. Accepting a bona fide spiritual master as one's life and soul and worshipable deity, the disciple should learn from him the process of pure devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the soul of all souls, is inclined to give himself to his pure devotees. Therefore, the disciple should learn from the spiritual master how to serve the Lord without duplicity and in such a faithful and favorable way that the Supreme Lord, being satisfied, will offer himself to that faithful disciple. So the spiritual master is worshipable. And therefore, by the mercy of the spiritual master, as Maharaj Parikshit did, because he surrendered fully to Krishna. If we remember, if we go back to Monday's class, Srila Prabhupada spoke about being fully surrendered and giving up all duplicity. Duplicity means fame, adoration, and distinction. Now, wanting some prestige for ourselves, and which is the complete opposite to being humble. So because Maharaj Pitcher was humble, he could understand everything, the transcendental paraphernalia, the abode of the transcendental, knowing the transcendental position of the Lord, and by which, by one can approach the transcendental Dharma. This is the only way to approach the transcendental Dharma, is by being fully surrendered. If we're partial, conditional, or artificial, that is not full surrender. Full surrender means giving up our minute independence and surrendering to a person, surrendering to the spiritual master fully. Because without the mercy of the spiritual master, one cannot surrender to Krishna. One has to be Guru Dasya. Without being Guru Dasya, one cannot be Krishna Das. Without being Guru Das, one cannot be Krishna Das. Because it is the Guru who gives us Krishna. And in the song, song Vaishnav Thakur, in the last verse, now I will sing, actually, not sing, but I don't want you to be tortured. But I will read the translation. O Vaishnav Thakur, O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold, controlling my six urges and purifying me of my six faults. Please give me, your servant, the six good qualities. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association. I have sat down here in hope of having your company. Alone I find no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, be merciful and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Then now this, I'm going to repeat this last one. And Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me. For such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me. For such is your power, I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So this Bhagavan Thakur, he is saying how powerful the spiritual master is because he can give us Krishna. And it says this at the end of the... end of this purport, it sums up, but it is very easy to know him by the mercy of a liberated devotee like Sukadeva Goswami. So the spiritual master is a very powerful personality. And without his mercy, we cannot do anything. We're totally dependent on the mercy of the spiritual master. And therefore we can know everything, even understand the quality, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand the quality of the Lord's energy. Now, the Lord has many energies, or shaktis, but there are three prominent ones. The internal potency, the jiva, and the external energy. These are the most prominent energies of the Lord. Because without understanding these prominent energies of the Lord, once we understand the internal energy, of course, is Srimati Radharani, we can understand the position of the spirit soul within us. That we are eternal servants of Krishna, and that we have a relationship with Krishna in different rasas, and therefore we can understand our position that we are the servant of the Supreme Personal Godhead. Because even though we can understand these things, because of our actual position, because of the, as Bhagavan Thakur, he says, because of the size of the spirit soul, because it is minute, even though the spirit soul is powerful. But because of the minute size of the spirit soul, we have been overcome by the external energy. So if we understand this, then we can understand, Krishna manifests his eternal name, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Unless one fully understands the superior eternal energy of the Lord, it is not possible to leave the material energy. So we have to understand the internal, the position of the jiva, and the position of the external. We understand this. If we don't understand these things, as Prabhupada writes, it is not possible to leave the material energy. Even though one may, in theory, speculate, sometimes speculation is good, because sometimes it brings us out. As it says here, emphatically speculate the true nature of the Absolute. Sometimes we think about Krishna. Sometimes we speculate in our mind about this, about these things. And sometimes our speculation is confirmed by the spiritual master. So many times I've experienced this myself, listening to class and listening to lectures and thinking this is and some sort of an idea comes to the mind, and then later when I have a chance to speak to an advanced devotee, I reveal what it was, and it was confirmed so many times like this. But the point is that if we do have these critical speculations, it should be confirmed by guru, sadhu, and sastra. If it's not confirmed by those three, it's mental speculation. And therefore we should always be always remembering that we are under the grace of the spiritual master, the kripa, because we're kripa siddhas. We are receiving this sadhana siddhas and this kripa siddhas. We are kripa siddhas. We are totally dependent on the mercy of Krishna. And therefore, we have to surrender to a living spiritual master. Now, I'm going to read from it's an excerpt from A Morning Walk in 1975 with Srila Prabhupada on May 21st in Melbourne. Madhavisa. One cannot become a medical practitioner by simply reading books. He must study under a medical practitioner. So in the case of your books, is it possible to become a devotee without actually having personal association with you? Just by reading your books, Srila Prabhupada says, no. It is not that you have to associate with the author, but one who knows. If you cannot understand, you have to take lesson from him. It is not necessary that you have to contact the author always. Devotee. Just like the textbooks are not written by the teachers, they are written by other professors. Devotee. Usually they don't even meet the author. Srila Prabhupada. Simply one who knows the subject matter, he can explain. Madhavis Prabhu. But with your purports, would that serve as explanation besides? Srila Prabhupada. I'll repeat the next last one. But would that serve as explanation besides? Srila Prabhupada says, no. Anyone who knows the subject matter, he will be able to explain. It is not necessary the author is required to be present there. To study from a medical man, I have never said that you have to study from the author, or one can understand the author's purpose. Just like we are explaining about the Gita as it is, not that one has to learn directly from Krishna. One who has understood Krishna from him, this is the parampara. So, as it says in the beginning, where is it now? He is unconquerable by knowledge also. This means that our knowledge, we cannot understand Krishna directly. We have to receive the knowledge directly. We have to receive through the descendant process, through our Guru Parampara, from Krishna down to our respective spiritual masters. This is how we receive the knowledge. And it is very difficult to find the Lord in the Vedic literatures. The reason for this is because in the Vedic literatures, Krishna is hidden. So why is he hidden in the Vedic literatures sometimes? This is to bewilder the Mayavadis. Because the Mayavadis, when they can read the Vedic literatures, and they can twist it and turn it to the actual, to make it everything is one, everything. They can twist it like they can twist anything to suit their own conclusions. So one time, Bhakti Vijayapurna Maharaj took some of the Gurukul boys. This is so many years back. He was explaining that in the summer in Mayapur, when in the recess holidays, they would take the Gurukul boys to somewhere but cooler. So that year, he took them to South India. And they stayed a couple of nights at one of the Sri Sampradaya's ashrams, Ramanuja Sampradaya's ashrams. And he noticed that they were reading the Sri Jiva Goswami's Sandavas. And Jiva Goswami, as we know, is the Tattva Sandava, the Tattva Acharya. So he inquired, and he asked them, "You are following a bona fide guru. You are one of the bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas. You are following Ramanujacharya. So why are you reading the Sandavas by Jiva Goswami?" And their reply was that it has been our experience that when these big Mayavadis come, they read the teachings and of Sri Ramanujacharya, and they twist it to support their own conclusion. But when we read all these Sandavas of Jiva Goswami and understand something, we understand that whatever way you look at it, if you turn Jiva Goswami Sandavas backwards, sidewards, inside out, left, right, so on and so on, it comes to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is why it's difficult to find the Lord in the Vedic literatures. But it is very easy to know him through by the mercy of liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami. So because we're hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from a liberated soul like Sukadeva Goswami and coming down from Sukadeva Goswami, we can find Krishna in the Vedic literatures. So therefore, it's important to worship the spiritual master, because even the spiritual master, he's the manifestation of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, whose appearance day is Thursday week. And therefore, he is the mercy factor of Lord Caitanya. And therefore, spiritual master, even though he is very powerful, as Bhagavan Thakur, he says, he will still see himself as the servant of his spiritual master. The spiritual master will not see himself as a great personality for him. He will see himself as the humble servant of his spiritual master. Like Srila Prabhupada, he would always see himself as the humble servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swati Thakur. Like this, all these spiritual masters will see themselves in that position, see themselves as a humble servant. And for those who think they're greater than their spiritual master, we have seen the results of them falling down, because they're putting themselves on a platform higher than their spiritual master. So therefore, we should avoid also, this is a lesson for us, that we should not see ourselves higher than our spiritual master. We should see ourselves as a humble servant and become a true, was it Prabhupada? And become the most humble disciple, and became a most humble disciple. We should become a humble disciple like Parikshit Maharaj. And so therefore we should always remain humble. And as I said, humble is the last symptom of full surrender. So we should always believe for surrender to the spiritual master. And whatever he gives us, general instruction or personal instruction, we should follow. Which means generally chant 16 rounds and follow the principles and do service. The main thing is that the spiritual master, he gives us the service. So whatever service we're doing, it is the mercy of the spiritual master, because he knows the potential of each and every disciple. He knows their nature, he knows their potential, therefore he will give us such service to do. And he knows the nature of the disciple as well. So we have to just remain humble, like Maharaj Parikshit, and we will become a proper bona fide disciple. Hare Krishna. So I finish there. Thank you for listening. I just hope if I made any mistakes, please forgive me. So any questions or anything you want to throw at me? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you.
So sorry, got one more quote.
Okay.
Forgot.
That's funny, because I just wanted you to repeat that line that you
Which
said.
Which one?
The one where you said, Krishna is yours and I'm crying.
Oh, that is from the... Okay.
Oh, you can say that. That's fine.
Yeah. Now, this is from Sri Tantra, and it is also the duty. Krishna Das Kaviraj writes in Sri Charitamrita Majjalila 125, 122, Sava Dasa Kala Dasya Janyama Ketavaya Guru Paseji Bhakti Parasvatva Savatraya. It is every it is the duty of every man in every country, in every circumstance, at all times, to approach a bona fide spiritual master, question him about devotional service, and listen to him explain the process. So it's our duty. It's not optional. Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying it's not optional. It's the duty. So we should not think, oh, I don't need a spiritual master. Because the spiritual master, Guru Nishtha, Nishtha means firmness. No, on the platform of firm faith. If we have firm faith in Krishna, in the Guru, Guru Nishtha, he will give us bhakti. For those who worship Krishna, but not the spiritual master, who say they do not need a spiritual master, it is not bhakti. Not bhakti. Because Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. So therefore, we pay obeisances to such a spiritual master. And as we sing every morning, don't we? In the last verse of, I can't remember it offhand. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I will always remember and praise the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. I should offer my obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. So, Maharaj, Mataji, your question.
Okay. Thank you for a very beautiful, simple, and profound class. So my question is, how do we make ourselves capable to receive, you said Krishna, nothing happens without Krishna's mercy, without the Guru's mercy. How do we make ourselves capable to receive that mercy? How do we make ourselves capable to become humble servants? And what is your inspiration on how to make ourselves capable?
As Bhagavan Thakur, he says in Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, the last verse, he says, When I examine myself, I see nothing of any value. This is what inspires me. When I examine myself, I see nothing of any value. So therefore, Guru Dev, please give me a drop of your mercy. If you don't, I will cry and cry and take my own life. This is how we should feel. the acharyas, they give everything.
Yes.
These songs, these bhajans of the acharyas, they weren't just writing them down because they had nothing to do. Bhagavan Thakur, in his he had a set routine every day, as we all know. I don't know what it was, forget now. But that set routine was to write bhajans. Mm. So he did. Now these acharyas, they don't write these bhajans. We should so read the commentaries. Some of these bhajans, Srila Prabhupada, he gives some commentary on some of these bhajans. So we should read and study and hear these bhajans and understand what they're actually saying. So this is my inspiration, is that when I examine myself, I see nothing of any value. Yes, Prajnadas.
Thank you.
Another way of finding out, we have to become qualified to even get to the spiritual master.
Yes.
Point. And the way of qualifying one is that we must find some way every day to serve those around us, whatever they want, and please them. You know, you may think, or if we're not careful, like myself, that we think, oh, they're this and that. We serve everyone just to please them. You know, those around you, those in your ashram, that you find something to please every one of them. And that will give you some sort of sukriti to serve even the spiritual master. You've got to serve those. And actually, people, if we're not careful, if we don't find a little thing that we can serve each other in a day to please each other, then we'll never get the mercy of serving a guru. We have to serve each other nicely first to even get to that stage.
Yes.
You know, those around us, anybody, everybody. Not just a gesture, but what they need. Ask them what they need. How can I serve you? You know, in the ashram.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like when we take Bishadam up the stairs.
Yeah.
Those who serve, you better. They come around, you know, after everybody's taken their first shadam. Certain devotees, they come around. They, do you want some more? Would you like some more sweet rice or sudji and things? So that this is a good example.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your class. Very, very nice class. I had a question. With regards to the spiritual master.
God, I'm in trouble now then.
You see how, like, with Arjuna, Prabhupada says in the purport, in one of his purports, that Krishna knew Arjuna's situation and the situation that Arjuna was going to go through.
Yeah.
And obviously because he also arranged for Arjuna to be deluded in that way, yeah. You know, because it was all part of his master plan. With the spiritual master, is he fully aware of us, or do we have to reveal something to him for him to, or by the time we meet him, has Krishna already instructed him about who we are and our situation, or is this something that we need to reveal to him?
Krishna knows everything, and Krishna reveals to the spiritual master, but at the same time, it is also good to reveal, because the spiritual master knows what's in the heart of that disciple. He knows everything, because Krishna has told him. But it is also good for that disciple to reveal it or to tell that spiritual master at the same time. And that disciple will be purified. He'll be purified by actually revealing it. So therefore, he'll get the mercy as well. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Could you repeat those lines for?
Which all right? Which one?
The one where you said I'm wretched and I'm all
immune. Oh, the last one. Oh, Vaishnav Thakur. Okay. Yes. Oh, Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me, for such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. It's on page 61, if you want to, in the songbook. So if there's anything else, Kantarajan Bhagmatam Ki Jai.